Hello, it's me, Princess Biddy, 19-year-old, bratty, home-wrecking teen. I don't really know why I'm making an audio today. I've been wanting to make an audio for weeks, but I don't know, I'm just not satisfied with how they turn out. But, yeah. Here I am talking at 5:50 in the morning. I woke up at 8 p.m. yesterday, technically, I guess. And I have to wake up today at 10 a.m. because I have somewhere to be. But making bad decisions is more fun. And a lot of you older fellows tell me making mistakes is better when I'm in my late teens to early 20s, rather than waiting to make mistakes when I'm older. So, you know, bad mistake today, staying up this late. I guess my first mistake is having such a fucked up sleep schedule, but I don't know, it's hard going to sleep. It's really hard going to sleep when, okay, I'm just a fucking exhibitionist, you know? I like showing off. I just like showing off. I don't know. I like sex. I like it when people can hear me having sex. I like it when people can see me having sex. I like people seeing photos of me. I don't know. Reading about me. Anything turns me on. It makes my ego bigger. Bigger than it should be at this point, but whatever. I just have a lot of people to talk to now. It's hard going to sleep. I have friends that like... Friends. People that buy for me, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, I just talk to you guys a lot. And it's hard going to sleep. Because, like, I get so into our conversations that literally the moment I wake up, I'm basically just, like, already getting ready to message everyone that I couldn't message while sleeping. Because, obviously, I was sleeping. And I just message you guys and I get, like, have so much fun messaging you guys. I'm saying that word a lot. I'm sorry. I have so much fun talking to you guys and, like, doing all this stuff and just... being admired and having friends and just, I don't know. And then next thing you know, it's 6 a.m. And then I decide, okay, I'll take an hour or two to rest and then go to sleep. And then that's how I end up going to bed at 8 a.m. One time I did a whole 24-hour stay. And that's when I redecorated my filming area room. So I guess it wasn't that bad in the long run. Something good came out of it. This actually isn't my first audio where I'm rambling to you. I made 3 other ones before this. Today, like tonight, I started around 4 a.m. But I didn't like how they sounded because I was making pizza bagels in my oven, and the clicking noise was too loud, and then the second one was around, like, 4:40 a.m., and I was eating my pizza bagels, but then I realized you can probably hear me chew, so I decided just to delete those two, and now I'm making this one, where I'm just talking because, I don't know, I've had too many nights where I'm just staying up until 8 a.m. and it's quiet besides music and I'm just tired. I want to talk to you guys. I haven't done an audio in so long and I really want to, but I don't know. They just don't come out the way I want them to. So I decide if they can't be perfect, I should just delete them, which is bad for productivity, but I don't know. I just want to do my best. I like doing my best. I like being the best. So yeah. I took a lot of cute photos today. I took one photo that I'm really happy with. It's not sexy though. Well, I mean, it's not like nude or anything, but I like it. And I'm just really happy. I don't know. I kind of want to do pillow talk audios too, but I don't really know what I would post, you know? Because I don't want to do rambling posts like this one there. Because, like, who's gonna listen to that? And I don't know. I guess I can do like cute scripts, but again, I don't know. The last audio I did with the stalker girl was really fun, and I kind of want to continue it. I'm not sure if people really liked it that much, but I did. Because I was that creepy stalker girl from high school. Believe it or not, you can probably believe it. Anyone that talks to me can tell how obsessed I get with certain things. So, it's probably not insane to imagine me obsessing over some cute guy in school. So, the stalker audio wasn't too far from home. I never really followed anyone home. But, like, God, I should have, like, calmed down. I was at 100, like, level 100, when I should have been around level 5. I was so cl- Never mind. It's too embarrassing. You guys aren't ready to hear what I did in high school. But yeah. Talking to you guys is nice. I don't really expect many people to listen to this entirely. If you've even started listening to this, or like, I mean, I guess if you're already listening to this at this point, thank you. I don't know why you are. I'm not really saying anything sexy. But thank you. It's really sweet. And then I haven't posted anything on Twitter either. There is a little bit of Twitter drama I got into, so I decided I'll take a 2 week stay off of it, and then it just grew and grew and grew, and I was like, do I really need Twitter? But I did take some cute selfies recently, so yes, I do need Twitter. I kind of want to redo it though, because yeah, I do mistress and like femdom and findom, but okay, like, I'm a switch, you know? I'm a switch. I like being submissive, I like being dominant. Do I like one more than the other? Not really, because the main thing I'm after is just sex. Sex and how great it is, and how I can make it great for someone, and just the whole experience in general. So, like, submissive and being dominant isn't like one above the other. They're both fun to me. So I kind of just want to redo my Twitter something as like not really mistress. Also, I really hate the word mistress. I really hate it. It makes me feel old. But you guys keep introducing yourselves and saying, like, hello, my name is John Doe. How can I serve you, mistress? I'm like, ugh. I mean, you turn out to be great people that I love so much in the end, but why do you all call me mistress? Just call me princess. Princess Biddy, Princess Biddy, if you don't want to be as submissive, but you're inquiring about other stuff I do. Anything but mistress, because I just imagine, like, I don't know, like a 6-year-old woman in like black Victorian dress with a riding crop or something. Like, I don't know, just I'm not that old yet. I'll be old soon. I'm turning 20 in November. Holy shit. And a lot of you older guys are like, 20 isn't that old, or like, 20 is still a child, but it's like, listen, I'm obsessed with skincare. And the fact that I'm already going into my 20s, I'm just thinking about wrinkles. That won't be so soon, but by the time I'm like 28, I'll start getting them, and that scares me. But, yeah. Wow, you guys just listened to over 10 minutes of a 19-year-old girl ramble about stuff that really doesn't matter in your life at all. But here you are. And it's 6 a.m. now. And the sun's peeking out of my window blinds that I keep closed at all times. Because, again, I don't wake up until 5 p.m. So I don't really want to be annoyed with that shit. I kind of want to do an audio where I pretend to be your girlfriend. Or I am your virtual girlfriend. I think that'd be such a cute idea. Being a virtual girlfriend, kind of like a dating sim game, but just me. I don't know. Maybe that's just my ego talking. I don't know. But yes, I took photos. I'm very happy with them. Do I do only female domination? No. I like anal. I mean, I guess you can do anal and be femdom too. Duh. No, I like femdom. I like being submissive. I like sex in general. It's all fun to me. I guess the only thing I wouldn't do is scat. And zoophilia. That's really kind of where I draw my line. Anything illegal. Blood, gore. Gore scares me, guys. Don't stop it. Stop it with your blood play. At least with me. Keep doing it, but blood scares me. Don't cut yourself and show me pictures. That really scares me. I want you guys to be happy and safe, you know? I care about you. Be safe. For me. Being a recluse, terrible sleeping schedules, but kind of good because you guys work in the morning anyway. So while you're working, I'm asleep, and then when you're off work, I'm ready to get naked. It's not even getting naked, I'm always naked. Cause like, I'm at home all day, what am I gonna wear, you know? Lingerie? Probably. Not so much now that it's like over 80 degrees most of the time. But when it gets cooler, I like wearing lingerie. It's already... Oh my god. Why do you guys let me talk so much? It's already over 13 minutes. I thought I said goodbye at like around 10 minutes. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. I'll wrap it up. I like talking to you. I do plan on making more audios. All of you guys on my Kick, I talk to you daily. But again, I'll say it, I love talking to you as well. And I have to make that as a point because you guys get very needy. Needy boys. I like taking nudes still. I love compliments. Fucking... compliments get me wet as fuck. Would I respond to them is a completely different subject, but compliments are nice. My pizza bagels were not that good. I put too much sauce on them and they're kind of soggy. Disappointed in that. And it's 6:03 a.m. You have way more important things to do than a 15-minute audio of a 19-year-old girl rambling, so we're just gonna cut it off here. Goodbye. I hope you had fun. I hope you understood what I was saying. And I wish you a really great day. Bye.